You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Speaking of red tape, at some point these were considered taboo or illegal cryptocurrencies. Now they're considered a financial asset, financial product, and they are regulated in South Africa and in many other parts of the country. We're going to be taking a look at the crypto landscape for the year ahead, as well as what happened in the year that was 2024. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of Valor, Farzam Hessani, to take a look at this and see how we make sense of it. Good evening, Farzam. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with a recap of the 2024 year. Certainly a busy year in the world of cryptos.
Absolutely. Lovely to be with you, Jimmy. 2024 was a very big year for the cryptocurrency space. As we're talking right now, the price of one Bitcoin is trading at about $102,000 and about 1.93 million rands. So we're just shy of the 2 million rand mark for a single Bitcoin. Obviously, the prices have increased significantly in the past year off the back of a number of events that have happened. The first is the fact that the US ETFs were approved actually nearly a year ago. And so a lot of institutional money in the United States flew into this asset class. We also saw, as you said, in South Africa, CASPs being licensed. CASP is a crypto asset service provider. So the FSCA, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, now regulates these service providers within South Africa. And as you said, a couple of years ago, crypto assets were actually declared financial products in South Africa. And we see many more people also entering the crypto space. Valor just hit our 1 million user mark about a month ago, and that was a user growth that's doubled from 500,000 about a year ago. And if we look at the asset prices, we're talking about an industry that's grown from about 1.6 trillion US dollars about a year ago to $3.6 trillion today. So it's more than doubling. This was across the asset class. Obviously, we've seen the $100,000 breached after the election of Donald Trump, because he's been very pro-crypto recently. Previously, he was not, but his position has changed. And then we've seen a lot of institutions coming in, as I mentioned. So it's been a very big year for the cryptocurrency space. And, you know, it's important to note, if you look at all the assets in 2024, two of the top three performing assets were actually Bitcoin-related. The first, the highest performing asset was MicroStrategy, MSTR, listed in the United States. It had a return of about just over 350%. Then the second was NVIDIA. Obviously, the chips and the AI was really backing a lot of the AI plays around the world, that had a return of about 170%. And then Bitcoin, over 125%. And MicroStrategy, the top one, has actually been doing very well because it is based on holding a lot of Bitcoin itself. So two of the three highest performing assets in 2024, Bitcoin related in some way.
I remember a skeptic saying Michael Saylor is an absolute nutter for going after that much Bitcoin. Clearly, they are all eating their words at the moment, as his net worth is probably around the $9 billion mark now, following MicroStrategy holding around, I think, 101 million more Bitcoin than they did previously. But let's move on to the regulation side of it, because you touched on that, Farzam, saying that there's a lot of regulation that has changed throughout the world, with the likes of ETFs and that coming into the space. In South Africa, at some point, there was a clear ban from the South African government that pension funds in South Africa are not allowed to be investing in this type of asset class. Do you think it's time for those sorts of conversations to potentially be revisited now that we have got clearer direction, we have got markets that are, or areas in around the world that are saying we're happy to regulate the space, and maybe pension funds could benefit from having access to things like Bitcoin ETFs?
Absolutely. So basically, since January 2023, actually, so 2 years ago, there's been an explicit prohibition on crypto assets being included in pension funds in South Africa. This is based on a regulatory framework that was put into place by National Treasury. At the time, they said it's a very volatile asset, and therefore, you know, it's prudent not to expose pensioners to this asset class. I think, you know, since then, we've seen a tremendous increase in the price of Bitcoin and crypto assets. It will still continue to be a volatile asset. There's no doubt about that. And the, you know, pullbacks are definitely possible and will occur. But I think the main thing that we need to change within South Africa is the option for these assets to be included in some way or form to people that may want products that have this type of exposure. So right now, that option does not exist at all. So I personally am not proposing that, you know, crypto assets should go into every single product everywhere. Not everybody wants them, and that's perfectly fine. But I'm proposing that those that do want them should have at least the option that they're included in financial products that could assist, and in my view, that will actually improve the performance of pensioners over time. So I'm hoping that over time, as we see that regulations in other parts of the world have actually welcomed this asset class, that we do the same in South Africa. And we have done that in many ways. We've got a regulatory framework that's one of the best in the world in South Africa. We've declared it a financial asset, which is great. So there is a little bit of a dichotomy here, because it doesn't really make sense then if you're a society that says this is a financial product, but then you as a regulator say, but it cannot be included in pension funds. I think that needs to be revised so that the people can decide that for themselves.
I think the long-term effects of that on pension funds is probably what still has the government very apprehensive. But again, that'll be something for the governments to decide on and hopefully adjust depending on how they see fit. Farzan, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the outlook going into 2025. Do you think we're going to see a continuation of the kind of crypto rally or the crypto moves that we've been seeing towards the late or the tail end of 2024? Or do you think that we might see a bit of retracement and a bit of pullback?
I personally think longer term, it's very difficult to say over, you know, a 12-month period. I think longer term, I expect the crypto asset prices to appreciate much more than where they are right now. To put that into context, if we look at gold, you know, gold is an asset that's been around in society for over 5,000 years. Gold had a pretty good year last year. It appreciated 27%. And if we look at Bitcoin as an asset class versus gold, it's still just a fraction, you know, about a ninth of the market value of gold. And I think in time, there's a very good chance that Bitcoin overtakes gold's market value. And so if you look at one Bitcoin, what the price of one Bitcoin would be to equate the market value of Bitcoin to gold, one Bitcoin would have to be about $899,000. Is that going to happen in the next year? No, I don't think so. Is there a chance that we're going to have a pullback over the next year? There is a chance. But I always say, I don't think this asset class right now is for people that are saving for next month or even 2-3 months from now. But if you have money to put aside for a few years, I think over, you know, there's no 4-year period that Bitcoin has not appreciated in value ever since it's been created. So I think it is an asset class that requires patience. It requires the stomach for a tremendous amount of volatility. And if one doesn't have that outlook of a long-term horizon, one can be burned by short-term volatility. So very difficult to say where it will be in 12 months. But my long-term forecast is that we're still expecting to see a lot of appreciation.
Always the debate with a new asset class, where it will go, how it will stick around, or whether or not it will stay around longer than others. But we'll leave the conversation there, Farzan. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Farzan Ehsani, who is the CEO of Valor, joining me to take a look at the crypto landscape, how it performed in 2024 and how it could perform going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.